Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. From a very, very early age, I got into music, partially because I started playing piano and later keyboards at age five. So I always had this passion for music. And also because I had two brothers, one which was 6.5 years older than me, the other one was 4 years older than me. And both of them were very into music, especially when we were growing up. And so the bands that I tend to listen to are slightly before my time, right? By you know, maybe 5 or 6 years. But also, I've become fairly devout in terms of the people that I listen to and the bands that I listen to. And the challenge with starting early in music is those people that were your heroes growing up, you know, are starting to die off. And one of those people for me was the drummer, and maybe the best drummer on the planet in terms of rock and roll, by rock and roll standards. There's a guy named Neil Peart, who was the drummer from Rush, who passed away about a week and a half ago of brain cancer at age 67. And as I look at this, I start to think, you know, I'm so glad that I took the opportunity to go and see this band. And I've seen them probably 50 times over the course of my life. And, you know, this band, they had such an influence on me as a child and even through life, right? I go in there and you see these guys play and they were just a force of nature. And I think about who they were. And the masters of their instruments, right? If you can be the best at a discipline in life, to me, that is the epitome of success. And I always looked up to my father because in his field, you know, he was a PhD chemist, specialized in polymer chemistry. There was nobody on the planet that knew more than he did about his discipline. And when I look at a guy like Neil Peart, there's nobody on the planet that can play drums the way he could play drums. He was simply the best at what he did. And so it's an incredible accomplishment. And as I said, I'm so glad that I took the opportunity to genuinely appreciate him while he was here, because I saw them so many times. And even the tour that they had, which we thought was their last tour, which indeed was their last tour, I managed to go see them 4 or 5 times over the course of that tour. Right? And so again, it's savoring the moments of those special people that you have that have either been influences in your life or a big part of your life. And really appreciating it and asking yourself, have you done that? And so, you know, you look back at Neil Peart's life, you know, here he is 67 years old, beloved by so many people because of the craft that he had. But, you know, the other thing about him is, you know, I always ask, like, would I want to be him, right? How great would it be to be a rock star, right? That seems like the epitome. And then you look back at his life and say, okay, well, at 67, that's a fairly a life that's cut fairly short anyway. You know, didn't make the averages. It's, you know, you look at his life from the standpoint of difficulty, right? He lost his daughter at age 19 in a car accident. That's got to be incredibly painful. His wife died a year later of cancer. And you know, here's a guy that was brilliant, you know, by genius standards, and you know, was an incredible drummer, incredible lyricist, but yet so much difficulty in life, right? And so, you know, in one sense you look at it and you say, what an amazing life, but in the other sense you look at it and you say, wow, it was really tough. But just getting back to the mortality issue, right? The people that I've looked up to during my life. You know, the sports are one thing, and I was into sports as a kid, but music for me was probably bigger and had greater longevity, right? Because if you play football or baseball or soccer, you probably have a career that, if you're lucky, will span 15 years. But in the case of musicians, these guys have been doing their thing for decades and decades, right? In the case of this band, Rush, you know, over 40 years. So you get, not only do you grow up with them, they become part of you as part of your life as an adult. And you know, in my case, you know, I didn't grow up with people like Sinatra. So when Sinatra died, it was like, you know, it was sad that he was gone, but it wasn't really a big part of my life. But as these rock stars that I grew up with start to die, you know, it gets you closer to your own mortality, right? And you start to think, wow, you know, these are the guys that I grew up with. They're passing on. You know, I look at Peart at age 67. You know, he's you know, a decade and a half older than I am or was. But, you know, things, you know, you start to realize you don't know, right? Tomorrow is never promised. And, you know, as you think through that, you think about taking advantage of the opportunities that you have in life. And I think one of those opportunities is to spend time with people that you look up to, spend time with people that you love. And in this case, you know, my heroes. And so I look back at this situation and I say, I have no regrets, right? I saw the band 50 times. I saw this guy who was my hero growing up 50 times, you know, spent a lot of time listening to him through my youth and even as an adult. So I feel like I really took advantage of the opportunity that I had. And I look back at my father's life, another one who was a hero to me in my life. And I say, you know what? I spent time with him, especially towards the end of his life. I don't have any regrets. Everything I wanted to say to him, I said. So this idea of living life with no regrets, I think is one that we should all put into perspective and really do something about. Right? There are people in your life, whether you know them and they're loved ones of yours, or whether it's somebody that you look up to. When you have an opportunity to be in their presence, knowing that they're here, take advantage of that opportunity. You know, if there's something that you're passionate about and somebody that's tied to that, spend time there. Do what you can to get in front of those people, to spend your time there, so that when the, you know, if and when those times come, you have no regrets, because in the end, that's what it's all about. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for this week and for today, I just want you to think about those people that have had an influence in your life that are important to you. And if they're still around, take an opportunity to get in front of those people. Spend time with loved ones. Go see if there's, you know, if you're like me and there's people in the music world that have influenced you or in the sports world that have influenced you, go and get yourself in front of them. Whether you're seeing them play live, whether it's a signing of some sort, but why not, if you're passionate about certain areas, passionate about certain people, take the opportunity to spend time with them. Because as we said earlier, tomorrow is never promised.